Now, we get lots of letters on this show from New York Times Magazine ethicist Randy Cohen, and many of them deal with something that affects all of us, workplace issues. Listeners ask, should I tell my boss I'm looking for a new job, or is it okay to leave a job I've just started if something better comes along, or what should I do if a coworker is being dishonest? This week's letter is also job-related, and it comes from Jack, who prefers that we not use his last name, but we'll say hello to his first name. Hi there, Jack.
Hi.
And let's bring in Randy. How are you doing, Randy?
Hi, Jackie.
Now, Jack's dilemma is with a coworker and not a superior, not with his boss. Jack, would you please tell us the problem?
Yeah, about a year ago, I started working for a new company, and when I first started, another employee got me interested in professional certification for a different occupational field. And there aren't many opportunities for this field where we live, but we started studying together and working towards the certification. There is a student organization at a local university for the field, and I've attended several of their meetings, but my coworker has not attempted to go, even though he knew about them. At a recent meeting, I found out that there are actually two openings right now in our area in the field, and when I went home and checked, neither company had the position posted on their website. So my question was whether or not I should tell my coworker about the openings, since he got me interested in the position in the first place. What's the ethical thing to do?
Because you know that he'd be disappointed.
Yes.
Just a couple of points of clarification. Any idea whether or not your friend has already found out about this position?
Perhaps. He said something the other day that made me think that he might know about it or about the fact that I've applied. He didn't really say anything specific enough that I could know for sure.
Okay. Randy, what are Jack's obligations?
This field, it's not House Majority Leader, is it? That's not the position you're applying for, I assume.
No, it's not.
Because that's, you know, not exactly open, but semi-open.
Right.
I think, Jack, you're doing a lot of rationalizing about seeking this job, and it implies a guilty conscience. But I don't think you've earned the right to have a guilty conscience. I think if you want to betray someone, you have to work much harder than you have. I don't think you did anything wrong by going after this job, that you don't have an obligation to be your friend's job counselor. Different relationships have different obligations, and sometimes they're unspoken obligations, I think, and that's what makes us often uneasy. They're never explicit, and that if your friend had told you about the job, there'd be a problem, or if you knew he was going after it himself and you were reluctant to compete with him, that might be something to think about, too. Or if he'd given you extraordinary help, like say he plucked you from obscurity and nurtured your skills, you know, and cooked you a lot of chicken soup when you were sick, then maybe that would imply some kind of reciprocal obligation. But it seems to me he did only the routine things that colleagues do for one another,
right.
And that doesn't require a special sacrifice on your part. So I say go to it.
Fair enough.
Are you a former altar boy or anything like that, Jack?
No, I'm not.
You know, guilt isn't just for Catholics, Jack. I think my background,
the great Talmudic tradition, yes.
Yeah, oh yeah. I'm quite susceptible myself. You know, I don't want to suggest by all this that, you know, all's fair in love and career advancement. It's not. There are reciprocal and unspoken obligations we have. But I think the ordinary things we do for one another don't require extraordinary sacrifices and deference on our part.
So are you going to go for it, Jack?
I've actually interviewed for both positions, and I'm not sure if either or both of the jobs have closed at this point, but as far as I know, he is not.
Well, good luck.
Thank you.
If you'd like Randy's advice on office etiquette or anything else, please drop us a line. Go to our website, npr.org, click Contact Us, and select Weekend. All things considered, put the word ethics in the subject line. That'll be nice. Please include a phone number and where we can reach you. And after you've done all that, you should be good to go, and we'll say goodbye to Randy. Randy, thanks very, very much for being with us today.
Thanks, Jackie. I enjoyed it, too.